Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family and friends and strangers. This is Holly Cochran, and it is the Monday Matters podcast. Today, I want to talk about trauma-informed exercise programs. So if you're not in the mood to talk about trauma today, if this isn't the right time to listen to, you know, trauma, then I want you to just take a pause and go and listen to something else or find some fun music to listen to and come back when it is the right time. I just thought I'd put a little disclaimer at the front of this particular episode. What I'm going to be talking about today is how I have incorporated exercise into the counseling program, as well as how I make sure my coaches understand that if we are going to be working with humans or crowds of humans in any capacity, then we're going to be working with people who have suffered traumatic experiences. The statistics are just way too astronomically high for us to make an assumption that we are not working with people who have suffered from trauma. So we just make the assumption that we are. And through that lens, we create in an environment, my hope is that we are creating a safe environment where people who need us to understand that there have been traumatic situations and often physically traumatic situations in a lot of the athletes that are walking through the doors of this gym. If we understand that sometimes exercise is a huge component to healing, but also sometimes triggering, then that ability to understand that can help to create a safe space. I am building my entire counseling practice around the basis that holistically we cannot separate mind from body. And therefore, it is best for us to embrace the physical side of trauma as well as the mental side of trauma. And I believe that talk therapy is important. And I think that people need to talk through situations. But I think more importantly, people need to walk through a lot of the trauma and a lot of the healing process comes from regaining that sense of physical control and power that is lost and taken away when we are victimized and involved in traumatic situations. So I just wanted to explain how we sometimes set things up here at the gym and why we do it the way we do. Our body hold on to trauma, sometimes more than our mind does. Our mind will be protecting us and not allowing us to necessarily always recall situations that are negative, but our body remembers things before our mind does. And I have personally had this situation happen to me where my body was having a reaction and I wasn't even making any mental connection to what was happening. And I know it's also happened here in the gym where all of a sudden somebody will be doing like some heavy deadlifting or going out for a run. And the physical reaction they're having to doing some heavy deadlifts or having their breathing increase while they're out on a run does not necessarily match the movement and it doesn't match what they're thinking at the time. But their body is recalling a physical trauma and how it feels very similar sometimes to what we do here in the gym during exercise. And the body's being triggered and having a reaction. And so when we are aware of that and the possibility of that, then we can be sensitive to it and create an awareness for the athletes or for the counseling clients that this is a very normal thing. And it's a way for people to get that control, that sense of power, that sense of choice that's often lost when we are victims. In my counseling practice, because I truly believe that our physical and mental health is connected, I like to, you know, allow people an opportunity or invite people to have an opportunity to make some physical choices. And doesn't always happen this way, but we often start with boxing. If you've never boxed before, I highly recommend it. Now, I am never going to be able to enter into a ring and protect myself. I would probably turtle and lose real quick, but I find it very empowering to be able to box and to just have that physical release. And often it is so much more effective than any kind of talking me down from the ledge that might happen in a counseling session. Just give me an opportunity to have a physical release and I'm going to feel so much better. Not because I'm avoiding things, not because I'm, you know, burying my emotions and my feelings. It's just, we don't always have to necessarily talk them through all the time as the most effective means to coming out the other side of our emotional situation. Sometimes we need a physical release. And because I truly believe that, I've built a whole counseling practice next to the gym so that I can help people to understand that connection. And I can teach people how to make that connection. So first of all, I just wanted you to understand that sometimes exercise can be triggering. So if you have ever started an exercise program and you hated it and you weren't really sure why you hated it, you just hate that feeling. You hate that sensation of getting your, you know, getting out of breath or feeling like you are struggling physically. If you've started a physical exercise program, hated it, and you're not really sure why, take a moment and just do a check-in. Were there some physical sensations that you really didn't like and your mind wasn't making the connection to that physical sensation and a traumatic experience, but your body was making the connection? It's possible that your body was remembering a time when it physically was being in a negative situation and it's not going to let you enjoy doing that again. So exercise can be triggering, and understanding that then allows you to walk through it safely. Understanding that, okay, I am going to walk back into that gym. I know I need to be physically healthy. I know that my physical health directly relates to my mental health. And I know that all the things, I'm reading all the things, muscle mass is lost after the age of 30, blah, blah, blah. We need our muscles for longevity. And so being in a physical exercise kind of program is incredibly healthy. So I want to walk through this with the lens that if I am not enjoying the physical sensation, what am I going to do about that? So exercise can be triggering, but it can also be incredibly empowering. Sometimes people understand that. Sometimes people don't until they start to feel it. Sometimes it's all of a sudden, oh, wow, I have not felt this good in ages. I feel amazing when I, you know, physically have a release. I haven't been able to physically have a good, healthy, positive endorphin release for a long time, and it feels really good. So exercise can be triggering in a negative way. It can also be incredibly empowering. I make sure that when I am teaching coaches to coach here, we do it from a trauma-informed lens. Understand that the people that are walking through these doors may be having a negative or may be having a really positive experience when they're here. And we want to match that or meet them where they're at and help them to understand that walking through their emotions when they're in here, doing the weightlifting or doing the cardio or doing the boxing, also helps them walk through some of the mental side of life, the anxiety, the stress, the depression, walking through things physically allows us to have the mental capacity to walk through things emotionally and mentally as well. When you are in charge of how you are physically moving your body, whether it's creating a level of intensity or then the opposite, bringing your body from that heightened sense of awareness and intensity and learning to calm down, learning to come down, bring down that central nervous system, learning to breathe is such a transferable skill. It's for sure one of the things I try to do in my counseling practice is get people to understand that moving into this heightened state, whether it's through boxing or it is through a panic attack, and then teaching people how to take themselves from that heightened state into a calmer, more relaxed, manageable state is such a transferable skill that I want to make sure everybody understands how to get from, you know, 0 to 100 and back down again. So when we're boxing, I will sometimes have people, you know, box 50 punches, 5 laps around the gym, 25 punches, 5 laps around the gym, 10 punches, 5 laps around the gym. And then we learn to breathe. There's no talking, very little talking. Most of it is just physical. Once we've gone up and then back down again, I will make a connection for people will start talking and will be like, okay, when else do you feel like that heavy breathing, that, you know, like what happens at work that makes you feel anxious, or what happens at school, or when do you feel like this? And can you start to imagine that that feeling is similar to you in a boxing bag? And how did we just calm down from that? And being able to make that connection for people with their emotions and their physical sense of empowerment in that moment is walking through trauma. It's taking the physical responses to traumatic situations, walking through them, and recognizing that, okay, in this moment, I'm safe. In this moment, I'm making this choice. In this moment, I'm in charge of my physical well-being. And in this moment, I want to feel like this. And then when I decide I'm done and I want to feel calm, I'm in charge of that as well. That's huge. And it is so hard to mimic in talk therapy. It is so hard to mimic just sitting in my office, having a conversation between going from a really upset moment to calmness. Being able to mimic that physically out in the gym makes such a huge difference. And I want to say, oh yeah, it works really well with teenagers, but it works really well with everyone. And I don't get an opportunity necessarily. That's why I like my coaches to understand this lens as well. Being able to talk to people about how, and not talk to people about their trauma out on the floor. Like, that's not what my coach's job is. That is definitely not what we're doing. We're not here to have that conversation out there under the rig necessarily. But just incorporating, you know, make sure you guys are calming down. Let's breathe through this. And being aware and recognizing if somebody's just kind of having a day, whether it's I'm having a day and this is really helping, or I'm having a day and this seems to be making it a little bit worse, I'm going to work through this. Informed coaches can help people be informed here. So, because I'm really passionate about it, I try to make sure that other people understand it. I definitely talk about it in my counseling with teenagers and with adults, and we are trying to make this connection between how when you are in charge of your physical movement right at this moment, whether it be in creating intensity or engaging in a relaxation method, then when you are feeling a little bit out of control, you remember, hey, I know how to get this control back. I know how to manipulate my breath. I know how to calm myself down. I've done it after a 400 meter run. I've done it after an interval. and I got ready for the next interval. So now this is just this stressful event that I'm involved in, this argument that I'm having is just another interval in my life. I never promise that going to counseling is going to mean you're not going to have stress in your life, because I think that's ridiculous. We are never in life going to be on smooth waters all of the time. The waves will always come. But being able to be anchored physically and mentally help us to respond to these waves better each and every time. And so all of a sudden, when we felt like we were constantly living in fight or flight stressful situations, stress, now we rebound faster because we're getting stronger physically and making the connection between that physical increase in strength and my mental capacity means these waves no longer knock me off my heels, and I am able to respond better, rebound better. Trauma-informed exercise programs do not need to necessarily have a fancy title. I don't know. I'm not much of a marketer, obviously, when it comes to this kind of stuff. I think every coach should be using this lens. I think every athlete should understand that, you know, your physical body holds on to things from the past, and they may be triggered or supported and made to be less intense when you are physically able to be making the choice as to what your body's doing today and how it's going to go from 0 to 100 and back down again. When you're in charge of doing that, you get to do that more often for yourself. That's how we walk through, and I mean like physically run or walk through some of our past experiences to make them our own, and no longer are we lost in our lack of power from previous experiences. Trauma-informed exercise programs should be every exercise program. We should all be aware of our physical and mental connection. I hope everybody's having a good week. If you need to talk, if you want to experience punching the punching bag, if you want to walk through trauma a little bit because you've tried the talking through it, or you maybe haven't tried the talking through it, but it sounds like a way for you to engage physically first versus the talking first. If any of that sounds like something that you can resonate with and you want to reach out to me, please do send me a message. My website's k2crosstraining.ca. You can go on my website and book yourself a counseling appointment. And we are here, myself and my coaches, working really hard on the daily to create a safe space for people to become physically and mentally stronger and more empowered. Have a fantastic Monday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.